In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, in the Holy Gospel, we hear a very important question. Magister, quod est mandatum manium in legem? Master, what is the greatest commandment of the law? And the Lord Jesus Christ answered without delay. He said, "You shall love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." So we learn that the greatest commandment of the love of God is to love God above all things. This is the greatest commandment, and because it is the greatest, it comes in first place. The most important things should always come first. So the greatest commandment of all is to love God above anything else. But my brethren, what does it mean to love God? First of all, we have to know that we cannot define the love of God as a feeling, an emotion. No. But the love of God has to be much deeper than that. Feelings come and go. Emotions change from time to time. But real love remains. So the love we have to have for God is not a feeling, but a decision. A decision to be faithful to the Lord at all times. Even if our feelings may be hurt by other people or things that happen in life, even if our mood may not be the best, yet I am to love God in spite of it all. It should not matter if it's sunny or rainy outside, if I have money or not, if I am healthy or not, if life is hard or easy at the moment. My love for God cannot depend on circumstances. I am to love God above all things. And again, this love is not a feeling, but a decision to be faithful to the Lord. We all go through some pretty difficult moments in our own lives. Moments which look like a dark tunnel. When we don't see where we are going to. When we don't understand perhaps what is happening. Many saints went through times like that, that we call dark nights. They didn't feel anything but the weight of their cross. Tough times, for sure. But it is in these difficult times of life that we find out who is our real friend or not. And the same here. It is in the time of trial that we can see who is the real friend of God and who is not. Not the one who feels things, But the one who remains faithful, who decides to be faithful to the Lord. But then if our love for God is not measured by our feelings, how can we know that we truly love God? My brethren, there is an infallible sign in order to know if we truly love God or not. And it is our Lord Himself who told us about this sign. He said, "If you love me, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. If you love me, you will follow my commandments. And the one who does not love me does not follow my commandments." So here we can see a very concrete sign of our love for God, a way to test the authenticity of our love. Our love, which should not be in our feelings, but in our actions. My brethren, love is more concrete than we think. Nowadays, people say they love God, but they could not care less about the Ten Commandments. That's not real love. Because, as our Lord said, if we don't follow the commandments, we simply don't love Him, no matter how much we may try to believe otherwise. One may say, "Father, I'm living with a woman that's not my wife, but be sure that I love God." Well, my son, the truth is that you don't really love God above all things. Because by your actions you show that you love this woman more than you love God. "Father, I don't pray every day, but I love God. I don't go to Mass every Sunday, however, I love God." No. Because if we don't follow His commandments, we don't love Him. Now, it doesn't mean that following the commandments is always easy. No, it's not. But it is a fight, or fight of every day, in order to be faithful to God. And in this fight, we must learn, my brethren, to avoid anything, anyone, and any place that could be for us an occasion of sin. If I love God, I will avoid anything that could be offensive to His eyes and harmful to my soul. And this battle to keep the commandments of God, this battle to keep the grace of God alive in our souls, this battle, my brethren, is a sign that we love the Lord. If we are fighting for God, that's a sign that we love Him. If we know to sacrifice our pleasures to keep the law of God, this is a clear sign that we love Him. Someone may say, "Father, I am weak." And I will say, we all are. The saints themselves, they were weak in themselves. But we have to know that our strength comes from above. It comes from God. That's why we have to pray as much as we can, asking for the help of God. And we have to receive the sacraments to have the strength we need to fight for God and to fight for the salvation of our souls. We have to strive every day for holiness. This is a sign that we truly love God. So, my brethren, this is the love that our Lord wants from us. A love that's not a feeling, an emotion that passes, but a decision. A firm decision to be faithful to Him at all times and at all costs. A love that remains in the middle of all the trials. A love that fights. A love that's not dead, but alive. A love that's proved by actions. In a word, a love that's real. Because, my brethren, if we truly love Him, we will follow His commandments. If we truly love Him, we will be willing to give up everything. We will be willing to sacrifice everything in order to be faithful to His love, if we truly love Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.